It's that time. Welcome, everybody, to the All Lions Bang the Table podcast. I am the Doc, John Macaroon. All this made possible thanks to the Arena Group, Fan Nation, SI.com. Boy, I can't wait. Later this evening, the Detroit Lions are going to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Statement game. Can't wait over the next half hour to break it all down. Can't wait to really look at, can this Detroit Lions football team take on the Dallas Cowboys, overcome a feat that nobody this season has been able to accomplish? First and foremost, thanks everybody for all your support, listening to the podcast, visiting All Lions over the course of the last 12 months. Big things have happened. Big things are already happening. All the support that you guys have given us has allowed all this to take place where we can build studios, have more guests, do great things, and really build out something that I'm really proud of. And thanks to the Detroit Lions community, the vast support that you give myself and everybody that covers the Detroit Lions makes a lot of special things possible. And the big question mark is, tonight, are the Detroit Lions going to play up to their capabilities? Dan Campbell put it out there that he was worried about complacency and satisfaction, and that was going to be the Detroit Lions' number one opponent this week. And I think that, obviously, this football team, I don't think is going to go out there and lay a dud in front of a primetime audience. When you guys look at it all year long, there should be a level of trust that this Detroit Lions football team can play at a very high level. You've seen the Detroit Lions execute so well in primetime, undefeated this year. Jared Goff plays at such a high level when the bright lights are the brightest. And you look at this football team with Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, all the offensive weapons really should give a lot of people, including myself, confidence. This football team can play and compete against the Cowboys. Now, this is the big stage. This is the big moment. You got to go out there in front of the nation. The only game on tonight, what is deemed as Monday Night Football, even though it's taking place on a Saturday, you got to go out there and showcase what you're about. Because even though the Detroit Lions have won 11 games, even though they are the NFC North division champions for the first time since 1993, there are still naysayers, still doubters. 82% of NFL experts think the Cowboys are going to win this evening. And you look at the staff at All Lions, three of the four have picked the Cowboys to win, with the lone writer being myself. I believe, truly, the Lions are going to use this game as a kicking off point for their playoff push. If you really look at it, it probably is not that hard to decipher what Dan Campbell's message is. The playoffs start right now. If the Lions can have a playoff mindset starting tonight, lose and you're out. That mindset, even though obviously a loss is not going to be significantly detrimental, there still will be more games. There still will be playoff football at Ford Field. The message has to be the playoffs start right now. Go up against the Cowboys on the road, execute at a high level, and perform in front of your friends, family, the entire country. Showcase what this Detroit Lions team is about. And if they can get into that playoff mindset, that can really bode well for a young football team. I think Dan Campbell's messaging all year has really resonated with this football team. You've seen a football team now that hasn't lost back-to-back games all year. When can you look back at a Detroit Lions football team and really talk about them in this glowing of terms? You really can't. You have to be honest with yourself that this is a good football team, but yet there are still naysayers. And I know why. It's pretty straightforward. The defense just is, people, when they look at a football team, they tend to look at the weaknesses first and really highlight them, shine the light on weaknesses as opposed to talking about strengths. And I get it. But I think first and foremost, we will talk about the Lions offense, because Dan Quinn's defense has to really come up with answers for a lot of weapons that the Lions feature. But the big question mark that I think many people will look to when you look at this matchup is, can Aaron Glenn's defense step up on the road in prime time and make some plays? Obviously against the likes of Nick Mullins, Russell Wilson, you know, Derek Carr, Jameis Winston, when he comes in after Carr gets injured, those are quarterbacks that are not going to put really a lot of fear into anybody. You recognize Dak Prescott playing at AT&T Stadium, playing at Jerry's World, the level of proficiency that he showcases, superstar level. I mean, you look at it and you see a player that really shines at home, plays a great brand of football, finds his weapons, limits the turnovers, and can really be dangerous. Looks like one of the top five quarterbacks at Jerry World. But when he steps away from Jerry World, obviously is when all the question marks start to arise. You start to see the warts. You start to see the turnovers. You see a quarterback that sometimes presses and is not as efficient as he is at home. But this game is taking place in Dallas. So the question marks that people have is, will the Detroit Lions defense, led by Aaron Glenn, there's still question marks right now at the time we're talking regarding if Cam Sutton's going to play or not. Look, when a player's questionable, I think that it's trending towards him playing. It's going to be a true game time decision, according to reports. But I think that when the injury, when the inactives list comes out, you'll see Cam Sutton, I think, being active. I would be surprised, genuinely surprised, if he misses this contest. So you look at Aaron Glenn's defense, and people definitely noticed the sheer number of explosive plays that were given up last week to Justin Jefferson, Nick Mullins throwing for well over 380 yards, I believe over 400 yards. The total offense and the way in which the Vikings were able to move the football. Many people were even, if they're honest with themselves, panicking when the game came down to the wire, not expecting the likes of Ifeatu Melifonwu to close the game out with an interception. That's the biggest question mark. That's the key issue that everybody has with this Detroit Lions football team, is they look at a football team that defensively has, over the course of the season, the number of points that have been given up kind of has been elevated, but over the last couple weeks, the number of turnovers that they've forced has increased. So you look at the coaching staff, and they obviously publicly tend to focus on the positives, which has been Kirby Joseph, two interceptions last week, the emergence of Ifeatu Melifonwu, more pressure from the defensive line. But I think here in Detroit, and I get it, I'm the same way. I definitely, when I stack up a defense, you kind of want to see a defense like the Jets when they're in their prime or playing well, or a defense that's very stout like the Ravens that you know every single week is going to put it to you and make it really difficult, make life difficult week in, week out. But guys, look, this is the NFL. It's an offensive league, and it's just so very tough for defenses to be able to execute, especially on the road. It's just made for points. It's obviously a league that benefits from entertainment. You saw 30 million people watch on Christmas, myself included, laying on the couch watching three amazing football games and enjoying life on a holiday. You understand that what keeps people tuned in and paying attention, and obviously gambling is a part of it, but what keeps people excited to watch football is points, excitement, explosive plays. And I think this game has the potential for all that. CeeDee Lamb, you see Dak Prescott and his connection with his favorite target. You see a Dallas offense that can move the chains. So it's going to be real interesting to see. Now, how do the Lions cornerbacks, which I know Cam Sutton, Khalil Dorsey, Jerry Jacobs, Kendall Vildor, don't really instill a lot of confidence in people. I understand that when you look at it, just it's, when the injury report came out and people saw that Cam Sutton was on it, they were like this. They were like, no, Jerry Jacobs is back. That means, you know, Dak is going to look to that side of the field. And I get it. You get nervous in regards to the Detroit Lions defense, and people obviously look at that and they don't. And quite frankly, outside of Metro Detroit, a lot of the national media still have a little bit of that inkling that the Lions are frauds. I obviously don't possess it. I'm there all the time. I'm covering the team. I obviously recognize the strengths of the weaknesses of the team. I do think that a psychological factor and a motivating factor that should allow the Lions to execute at a high level is the pursuit of the number one seed, or at worst, if they win out, the number two seed. That, in my opinion, should allow every player on the Lions roster to be hyper-focused, to definitely go out there and execute the game plan at the highest level. It's just amazing to me to see what a motivated, a hungry football team can go out and accomplish. And this Detroit Lions football team is going to be one of those teams, I think, that is not going to have a letdown after achieving a great feat. You look at it, it's real simple. If you win out, you will have no worse than the number two seed. As long as you get a little bit of help from the 49ers with a loss, then potentially the Detroit Lions could be the number one seed, which I would love. Potentially multiple home playoff games. I think that would a win would do so much for this Detroit Lions football team in regards to national perception, their confidence that they could go out on the road, maybe at Philly, maybe at San Francisco in an NFC title game, and potentially not only just be happy to be there, but go out and win. So I get excited at a game like this because I agree with Dan Campbell. The perfect, and I asked Dan Campbell a form of that indicating, hey, you know, playing the Cowboys at this time, what an opportunity, what can it show about your football team? And I just think that when you look at what's going on with the Detroit Lions, you recognize it's a football team that is entering uncharted territories. You're a football team that has not been in the postseason for 7 years. Large chunk of these players, almost all of them, have not been in the postseason during this latest run. And you got this young football team, still among one of the youngest teams in the National Football League, that's still learning their way, learning how to handle success, learning how to handle the ups and downs of life in the NFL. But after last season, this football team has really taken to coaching and they've developed. You see a guy like Ifeatu Melifonwu, who I think can make plays. Kirby Joseph, in his second year, now coming off a game in which he had two touchdowns. The draft and develop model, which many of us just haven't seen here in Detroit because it has been draft and bust for all the time that we've watched football locally. It's been draft and a player that falls off, or draft a player and they eventually get hurt and never end up contributing. But you look at this Detroit Lions team and several of the contributors, even the first-year players this year, you're going to potentially see players making plays that were drafted in 23. Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta. It's amazing to consider what this Lions football team was prior to Brad Holmes and how quickly he was able to rebuild it. And you look at this football team that I think is going to be hungry. I look at the predictions and our staff writers, three of them, Vito, Cameron, Christian, they all pick the Cowboys. And I understand that's a fair assessment when you look at a lot of the strengths that the Cowboys have. It's offensively. And you realize they have a defense that Dan Quinn, the pressuring defense that he potentially is going to dial up against Jared Goff, could cause some issues. Micah Parsons, you don't want him wrecking this football game. Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker, and the entire Detroit Lions offensive line has to identify where number 11 is at all times. Because if he wrecks this football game, if he gets past and causes havoc and disrupts the rhythm of Jared Goff, look out. It makes for a long evening, no doubt about it. And you look at Deron Bland. My goodness, if he starts to disrupt things for the Detroit Lions offense, that could be a big problem. You look at what concerns people and why some maybe national pundits or even my writers consider the Cowboys as being the favorite tonight. They look at it and they say, in kind of big games, when you need to have the turnover margin be in your favor, sometimes it goes against the Lions. Sometimes Jared Goff does, in the most pressure moments, when he's pressured or makes mistakes, ends up making key mistakes in regards to interceptions, and sometimes interceptions that get returned for touchdowns. So I definitely understand those that have that nervousness or that level of concern regarding the Lions. But here's why. Here are my couple reasons why I think the Lions are going to win. I gave you one, first and foremost, recognizing that the Lions are motivated to get the number one seed. They're motivated not to have a letdown after winning the NFC North. Now, here's another reason. You look at the two coaches and who comes up with better game plans and who right now is the better in-game manager. biggest moments. This is a factor outside, and we'll talk and we'll look at some of the factors on the field. But in regards to the coaching matchup, you all see it. Mike McCarthy in crunch time, maybe fourth and three on his own side with the line defense playing well, might go for it, might make critical in-game decisions that are going to hurt the Cowboys. I potentially could see that happening tonight in a close contest, maybe being over-aggressive, maybe picking on Jerry Jacobs a little too much, which may give Jacobs an opportunity to make a play, maybe testing Kirby Joseph or Iffy too much and allowing for the Lions to make plays and get a turnover. And you recognize sometimes that these coaches overthink things. Maybe if early on the passing game is working, he may go away from it in a way to get conservative if they have a lead late in the game. I really believe the Lions have the edge coaching. Dan Campbell, I think in-game with his coaching staff, I think will do a better job getting their team to execute and make less mistakes than the Cowboys will. On the field, it's a big game, and I think big players play the best in the biggest moments. And you recognize collectively, Jameson Williams more involved, should be involved in the game plan a little more. Maybe an explosive play in prime time, maybe a little trickeration in prime time will occur. And I look at the Detroit Lions when I see what they're capable of achieving, you realize Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Jameson Williams. Who are the Cowboys going to try and stop? Who are they going to try and stop this evening? And if it's St. Brown, great. You go to Jameson Williams and you pound the rock because, you know, you're going to run at Mozzie Smith. Test him out. You know, since the Cowboys have suffered injuries to their defensive line, you recognize there's an opportunity there to run the football, which the Buffalo Bills, hopefully the Lions learned from tape, who were able to rush for over 200 yards against the Cowboys. So I see the Lions playmakers as being extremely on point tonight and extremely valuable. Too many weapons. And if Jared Goff, who maybe hopefully his competitive spirit when he's been compared by even all Lions, by myself a couple years ago doing stories comparing Dak Prescott to Jared Goff and maybe tilting the favor in years past to Dak Prescott, hopefully Jared Goff now after a stellar season, who I think now is playing better than Dak Prescott at times, you look at what Jared Goff is able to accomplish and you recognize you have a quarterback that if he's efficient, if he goes out there and leads this offense, you recognize can score a lot of points, a lot of touchdowns with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's doing historic things in his first 3 years. You recognize Sam Laporta, a rookie that has obviously had a big amount of expectations but has delivered. So many times Lions players have had expectations, but they take it slower or they don't produce at the level that maybe many would have thought. But this is not the case with Sam Laporta. And I think that when you look at it, he's got to be heavily involved. He's got to execute. Even though the Cowboys do well limiting opponents' tight ends, you got to find a way to get open and continue the successful rookie season that he's had. Ben Johnson got to still continue to be creative when the team's in the red zone, scoring touchdowns. I just hope, obviously, the biggest red flag right now outside of the defense is the Lions kicking game. It's an indoor game, should not be a factor, but Michael Badgley still, in regards to kicks from 53 to 60 this year, hasn't been tested all that much. I just hope that this football game does not come down to a 55-yarder on the leg of Michael Badgley. Many of you will have confidence. I will not. I will be very concerned, very much in a way nervous if the Lions are setting up for a late field goal of over 55 yards. It's just not proven to be reliable just yet. And hopefully Badgley can, you know, start the process of relieving a lot of people's anxieties because the team moved on from Riley Patterson, who's now on the Browns, and you have committed to Michael Badgley for the remainder of the season, signed to the active roster. So those are my keys. I think that if the Lions offensive players can take over this football game, if they can win their battles, if they can have 3 to 5 explosive plays of over 20 yards, scoring touchdowns, being able to run the football, Jahmyr Gibbs. I had this vision. I was going to write a bold prediction about Jahmyr Gibbs. I didn't end up doing it. I ended up going defense because I always go to old reliable. When I'm in between two picks that I really want to make, I always tend to lean on defense because I think the Lions defense has a lot to prove. They like to shut up the naysayers, But the thought that I had, obviously, is Jahmyr Gibbs breaking off a run of 75 or more. It could happen. That's my video podcast bold prediction, is that Jahmyr Gibbs will have a big game. I look at it and I think that this is a player that's emerging, very confident, and is a player this Detroit Lions team now can trust as well, along with Jameson Williams, along with David Montgomery. You can pound the rock, change of pace. Jahmyr Gibbs, maybe this is the game. You look at it, what's been missing? Great in the passing game, has been starting to run the football well in between the tackles. The one thing that's missing is his explosiveness and his ability to break tackles and explode for runs over 50 yards. I think this opportunity that he'll have to rush the football and have create explosive plays will definitely aid the Detroit Lions. It could happen. I could see it. One tackle missed, broken, and Jahmyr Gibbs flying to the end zone. I could see it. And I could see Jahmyr Gibbs being a factor in this game. So I picked the Lions to win. I'm confident. I think they'll play well in primetime. I think this is a game in which you want to showcase what this football team is truly about. And you want to showcase that this football team is ready in the postseason. I truly believe it. I think the Lions are going to win and compete at a high level and prove they're the new America's team. Obviously, Dan Campbell wants to highlight his team in front of Jimmy Johnson, who is going to have his obviously his name put up with in the Ring of Honor for the Cowboys. All the Cowboys dignitaries, the Irvins, the Aikmans, the Emmitt Smiths are going to be in attendance. What better place to show out your football team than in front of a team that was dominant in the 90s? I see it happening, guys. The Detroit Lions are arriving, and they're going to arrive tonight in a big way. Big stage, Saturday night football, which is termed Monday night football based on the holiday. Primetime game, 8:15. The Detroit Lions, only game in town. It'll be a big game, and this Detroit Lions football team will deliver. This has been the All Lions Podcast. Anywhere that you enjoy podcasts, check us out. Make sure you visit All Lions regularly for daily analysis, highlights, podcast videos, insider information regarding the 11-4 Detroit Lions football team. Visit si.com/NFL/Lions. I'm John Macaroon. This has been the All Lions Bang the Table NFL Podcast.